Well, good morning. Now, yesterday, some of us at least were in Derby. Well, what were we doing in Derby, Molly? We were singing hymns. What kind of hymns, particularly, not entirely, but particularly, were we singing, Grace? Harvest hymns. We were singing harvest hymns. Where were we singing these, Sam? In the Westfield Centre, big shopping centre there in Derby. And where particularly in the Westfield Centre were we singing them, Molly?
Near the food court.
Yeah, the food court. And I hadn't seen before, but the actual name of the food court is... Have we got that one, Stan? Or Eat Place. I think I got it right. Eat Place. Pretty near, though. Eat Place. So we stood there, and we sang, and there were the people, food court, all the outlets around and about there, and all the different things that you could have, and cuisine from here and cuisine from there. I think it was one from Yangtze or somewhere anyway, Chinese I guess that was, I don't know. But anyway, there were these tables, and there were these chairs, and there were the people, and there we were singing. What kinds of things for harvest were we singing about? What particularly, this time of the year, do we think about? Sam?
God making everything.
God making everything, and especially making our... Molly?
Food.
Thank you. Our food. So there we are. Come, ye thankful people, come. We'll be singing that, God willing, next week we will. We're singing about this seed time and harvest and the Lord who gives all these good gifts, all good gifts around us. There were the people, Eat Place. There they were, their cakes and their bits and pieces and all their food and their knives and their forks, tucking into their food. And what do they look like? What do they look like? Molly?
Animals.
Well, now, I suppose we share that with the animal kingdom. We all need our food. Cats, dogs, hamsters, all of them, that was a fact. They did. That's getting right cutting down to the bone on that one. Yes, they might have done, in part. What else? Their faces. Well, Timothy went there, but can you...
They must have looked like very civilised people.
They must have looked like civilised people. Well, I suppose they did. They didn't throw anything at us, but... Charlotte?
Were they not looking very thankful?
Were they not looking very thankful? I'll ask those who were there. Do you think they were not looking very thankful? I'm going to nod. You nod as well. Yeah? They didn't. They didn't at all. We were singing these great themes and these great songs of thanksgiving to God, the great God who richly supplies all our needs. There they were. We weren't eating at that time. We're looking forward to lunch later on, but there they were. They had their food there. Eat Place. Connect up with what we're singing. Should have brought a smile to their faces and recognition and a nod of absolutely we're amening that. Look, we've got our food here. Except they didn't. Well, there's one lady actually who was singing with us as she sat there, and I think she was with us. But I looked at one younger woman who was waiting for a friend to come and bring whatever it was they were going to eat. And, well, I can't quite do it because I haven't got a table to lean on, but it's just like this. Just looking over at us like this. All these words, all this thanksgiving, these reminders of God, for whom we should have such thanks because of the good things that he gave. That was it. That was the response. Just looking over at us. Wasn't even probably looking at us, just sort of looking through us, looking beyond into I don't know where. But nothing. No outward, at least, response. I rather fear no inward response either. Sad. So, so sad. Couldn't hear, wouldn't hear. And lots of other people. Some looked across at us and said, go away, please. Or you're disturbing my lunch with all your Thanksgiving songs about harvest and food and these things. I want to eat my dinner, please. And others perhaps mildly interested. Some perhaps more than that. We won't be putting it all down in that way there. They need a change of heart to become thankful people, don't they? Do you know what the Bible says about, sadly, unbelieving people? What's their heart made of? What is their heart made of? Anybody know that one, Timothy?
Stone.
Stone, it is. It's made of stone. Nothing. Nothing makes an impact upon it. Nothing moves it. Nothing stirs it. Eat place. My dinner. These songs about food and thanksgiving and the harvest and the Lord and his kindness and how we should respond. Eat. Eat. Not interested. Heart of stone. But the Bible says the Spirit of God can replace the heart of stone with a heart of, do you know that one? A heart of flesh. A heart of flesh. A changed heart. A responsive heart. A heart that hears and says, yes, amen, yes. Oh, what a change of heart they need there in Derby. Naomi will tell us there in the Philippines, my, loads of people haven't got anything like enough food even to eat. And these people have got a choice, all these outlets. No, hearts of stone, no response, not interested, sad. But I've got to ask you, have you a heart of flesh or a heart of stone? Are you hearing it? Or do you need the new birth too, that you too will think, ah, yes, the good things that our God has given to us. Heart of stone, I'm afraid, in Westfield, needs a heart of flesh. What about us? Do we hear? Are we ready to worship? Are we a thankful people? So I'll leave you with that thought there. We'll be going back to Westfield, God willing. We'll be going out here, coffee on the lawn, next Saturday. Cakes and biscuits, oh, that the God would give the people here as well. Not a heart of stone, but a true, living, spiritual life, a heart of flesh. Well, we're going to sing hymn number 198. There is a fountain filled with blood, 198.